And good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly muster on the quarterdeck. And in particular, do I have a, as always, each one of my programs is a special program, but this one is a truly special program because I get to repeat what I said last week, and that is that In my life, I have been surrounded by beautiful and strong women, and I have another one with me today, and that is my friend and colleague, Elaine, who is the executive director for the Vashon Park District. And we're going to perform a very important civic function together, and that is that I'm going to take the community survey. Elaine and I are going to do it together because it has come to your captain's attention that there are many out there who have not been diligent in performing their duties and have not yet filled out this survey. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, of course, it is, as always, time for me to deliver my greetings to all of Captain Joe's people all over the world. And in particular today, because we're going to be talking about a Vashon-centric operation, to all of Captain Joe's people who listen to me from the captain's chair on Voice of Vashon, not streaming, but through the tremendously powerful signal which emanates from the transmitting tower down at Sunrise Ridge and goes all over the island. Because it's an FM signal, 101.9 on the FM band, voiceofvashon.org, streaming live. Because it's a line-of-sight signal on the FM band, it does not get into the valleys and hollows of the magical Isle of Vashon. And in fact, I cannot get it on the radio in Captain's Quarters. I have to stream it. So to all of Captain Joe's people who live on the island, and in particular, those of you who have yet to fill out this survey, now is the time. It is my wish, my hope, my desire, and my command that you find it. You can get it by going on to vashonparks.org. And if you are bilingual, you can fill it out in both English and Spanish. And so my greetings go out to you and my wish that you work along with us today. It came to my attention just a few minutes ago that the ever-efficient Captain O'Brien is one of those who has not yet done the survey. And I know that he is listening now. So, Captain, you go on to your telephone and find the survey, and you can march along together with us as well. The medical list today, it is my hope, my wish, my desire, and also my command that everyone, get your flu shot. They are just out. Elaine, have you gotten your flu shot yet?
I have not, but I shall. It's good. On my agenda. Yes.
Good. So I got mine yesterday, and this is how we keep ourselves off of the binnacle list. So we now move into the subject of the day, and before I ask Elaine to once again introduce herself and talk a little bit about her position as the executive director of the Vashon Park District, I have something to say. And that something to say is this. I have said many times and will say many times again, to the point where all of you will weary of hearing it, that in my life I have been surrounded by beautiful and strong women. And Elaine took the job as the executive director at a time in the life of the Vashon Park District when it was in particular disarray, and we're not going to get into the reasons for that. It'd be enough for me only to say that she has fulfilled every expectation that we could possibly have had for a person to take that particular position and to do the things that had to be done to bring it back to be the wonderfully functioning organization that it is today. I've been a part of this. I've been a part of the Vashon Park District family for over 20 years. And so I have been friends with all of the executive directors. And all of them are beautiful and strong women. And it is just a pleasure for me to count Elaine as one of my friends. So with that, dear, if it is to you, I'd like you to give us just a short but pithy characterization, both of yourself and a little bit of your background for those who were not listening the last time that you were here, and then a little bit about parks, and then you and I are going to do this survey together, because it is this survey that is going to help shape what the Park District does in the next few years. And I know that there is a long-term and strategic plan that's under construction, and you're going to talk about that. You're going to talk about that now. Over to you.
Okay, so your first comment was for me to talk a little bit about my background.
Yes.
So I've been with the Park District since February of 2013, so it's been just over 10 years, and it has been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work. As Captain Joe mentioned, in the beginning, there were some trials and tribulations that we had to get through, but with the help of some really fantastic boards, and, you know, my current board is just wonderful. We have a great working relationship. Staff is fabulous. They're hardworking and smart, and we've come a long way, and things are in tip-top shape. So, it's all good at the Park District. We're very, very busy. Lots of projects underway right now. Some huge accomplishments. We just wrapped up, it wasn't my project. It was the project of a nonprofit on Vashon called RJ's Kids under the leadership of Judith Neary. With the help of the funding of two state grants and lots of donations and lots of volunteer labor, she just wrapped up the new cement pump truck project at BARC, which is our skate and kind of disc golf and biking park. So that is huge. We had our big kind of new and improved grand opening on over the weekend. It was lots of fun. Lots of people turned out, and it's just really fun to see how much the kids are really enjoying that park and its amazing improvements. And just a quick announcement further about BARC, if I may. We just found out actually this last week that we are the recipient of another $300,000 King County Parks, and it's the King County Parks and Open Space. It's a Parks Capital and Open Space grant program through the county. This is for another BARC improvement. We're going to be working on the building and closing the what is now, it's a chain link fence wall, and closing the walls so it is a complete dry, enclosed building that we're going to get a new heat system in there. There's going to be new flooring, new ramp material put in, a new roof. That's going to be nice because the current roof leaks. We're shoring up the office, and we're also going to be putting in a viewing platform for parents to watch their kids skate down below, and it'll have ADA seating underneath the platform. So lots of improvements. It's going to be a really, really cool facility. I mean, really, by default, it's kind of becoming the youth community center that we've been talking about a need for on Vashon.
Yes.
It's really becoming that. So, it's really kind of fun just to see that materialize in its own kind of organic form with all these improvements.
So before we get into the survey, I happen to know, because you and I have somewhat the same sense of humor, that it is time to remind you of those words which we are not allowed to say on the air here. Do you have that list in front of you, or is it over there? There should be one over there. No?
Oh, a list?
No, there's a list right here.
Oh.
So can you read upside down, honey?
Put, I can't.
Put your
there
glasses
are some things,
on.
There
well,
are some
I can't tell you what the words are.
Oh.
I can't tell you what the words are because that would be violating the terms of the list.
I see. I can see actually in the bold along
yes,
the bottom.
The bold on the bottom.
I do. I see. Yep.
Okay.
But I'm not saying those words.
Well, you have in the past once or twice with me.
One.
Well, not all of them, of course. All right. So that's the first thing. We don't say those words.
Right.
And we have to be careful about that.
Gotcha.
And I fail the captain's language, as you know, I fail the captain's language improvement program frequently.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes. So, and I guess I've led you once or twice into sinful and wicked ways in that subject. But
it's all your fault. Yeah, I wouldn't
indeed,
do it otherwise.
Indeed,
yeah.
And I'm going to take responsibility for it. The second one said, the second sign over here says, don't put that pen in your pocket. Is there a pen over there? We seem to have only one or two pens. Okay.
There is no pen.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Then,
all right,
then you
good.
Don't have one to put in your pocket.
Yes. Yeah,
and then
else
the third one is that I have to read this. Because we're going to fill this survey out together, and I'm going to be giving some of my opinions without use of the words that we're not allowed to say. And the views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. As an organization, Voice of Vashon does not take political positions. We do support our hosts, our show hosts, of whom I am one, and their guests, of whom you are one, although I never have guests, I only have friends with me, in expressing their views, so long as they are not obscene or hate-mongering, and we don't allow either of those anyway.
Of course not.
All right. So with that, we're going to get started with the surveys, and I have to deliver a quick pontification on surveys because I am a frog. Are you a frog?
I don't think I'm a frog.
You're a frog. Oh. Well, you're not a frog, but I am. It's a Ferry Riders operational group, and these are people who have been recruited to fill out periodic surveys that come from the ferry system.
Mm.
Now, the fact is that they never read anything that is written down, or if they do, they never react to them because every time I fill out one of the surveys that comes from the ferry system, the last thing that I always write is, it is time to rouse out, clean, and completely restow the ferry system, which includes the relief of the incumbent director and providing a... Oh, you're bringing your own pen.
I got my own pen.
You have your own pen.
Yep.
So, so I need your reassurance, Elaine, that this survey is in fact going to be read and acted upon by all of us who take it.
Yes, it is. So just a little background on what this survey is for. This is to assist with updating our strategic plan. Our current strategic plan went from 2018 through 2024.
Mm-hmm.
This new one is going from 2024 through 2029. And the reason for that little overlap year is that next year, we are going to be applying for several grants from the Washington State Recreation and Conservation Office. This is for the replacement of the Tramp Harbor Dock. So we have to have an active strategic plan in place, not only at the time of the grant application, but it needs to be through the life of the project. So that project will likely get underway in 2025 or 2026. So we need to update our strategic plan now for 2024 when the applications go into play.
So, but also because the old one ends in 2024, and I did take a look at it. I was involved in the construction of that one, and I also took a look at the 2015 survey.
Oh,
it will be interesting to compare the results that came out of that survey as the one that we're going to work on today.
I totally agree. Yeah.
So let's go ahead and start. Give me question number one.
All righty. Well, let's see. So should we read the front page first? Let's do that.
Yes.
All right. So this survey is designed to find out from you, the Vashon Park District users, what you value, what you use, and what changes you might want to see in the future. And this is in bold. We will draw one lucky winner from all respondents to win $100. And I have that $100 in my, it's not in my possession now, but it's in my office. That was donated by each of the park district commissioners. So they each chipped in $20 a piece. So just FYI, that's all donated monies from your very own board. All right. So your participation in completing the survey and responding to each question is voluntary and optional. There are questions at the end of the survey that help us determine the characteristics of the survey respondents. These questions are also voluntary and optional. All information collected through this survey will be kept in the strictest confidence, and the VPD will not share any information that can be identified with you. The VPD is required by law to secure these data against any unauthorized use. Thank you in advance for your assistance in our planning process.
And thank everybody out there who is walking along with us hand in hand as we go through the survey. And we have to move along in a smart and seaman-like fashion here, Elaine. So hit me with those questions, kiddo.
All right, here we go. Number one, please let us know if your household is familiar with and currently participates in the following VPD camps and lessons. So the options are frequently participate, occasionally participate, do not participate, and not familiar but want to learn more. So the first item is swim lessons or swim team. So we're going to do not participate for Captain Joe.
Yep.
Ski school.
Not a chance.
Nope. Skateboard camps.
No, but I am a great supporter of all the work that's been done down there. I think it's a great thing.
Yep. All right. Sailing camp or lessons?
I started sailing when I was 10, so I'm not doing that one either.
Okay. So we're going to do a do not participate.
Yep.
All right. Next question. Please let us know if your household is familiar with and currently participates in the following VPD drop-in and partner programs. Starting with drop-in sports like pickleball, frisbee, or soccer?
Do not.
Nope. You're not playing pickleball, Captain Joe?
I am not, no.
Okay.
And especially not soccer.
All right. Lap, open, or family swims?
No.
No.
In fact, we can read through that whole thing, and in none of them, including the pony club.
No pony club in your background?
No,
okay,
no.
So no frisbee golf, skate park drop-in, sport leagues, rent bikes or paddle boards, recreation programs like rowing. Okay, no pony club.
No.
And no yoga. No yoga for you?
No, I I like the uniforms that the participants wear.
So you could watch, but you don't participate.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. I think I have to watch that list of words over there. Okay, so in number three, I will tell you the ones that I occasionally participate in concerts in the park. I think it's a great program.
Okay.
The egg hunt days are long past until I can get some grandchildren to come.
Okay.
Free movies, I do not participate. Low tide or kite day at Point Robinson, frequently participate.
I
have to say that because...
Yep.
Of course, I head up both of those things.
Yep, we have a winner there.
We have a winner there. And the teen Halloween bash. I don't even know what the teen...
Yeah, I'm thinking you've not participated in that.
Okay. I do not have any suggestions to improve VPD programs or ideas for other programs because I think that you are doing a wonderful job in a very eclectic set of activities.
Right.
And in particular, am I aware of the size of your staff and the things that you've got to cover with all of them. So the question number five is, how often do members of your household currently use the following Vashon Park District parks and facilities? And there's a whole list of all of them here. And the one, of course, that we need to go down to quickly for me is Point Robinson Park. And mine is either daily or weekly, in all the words, yep. all the way over to the other side.
Okay.
Any of the others, I know that they exist, but the one with which I'm personally connected and involved, and I provide both my personal and professional support, is Point Robinson.
Do you want me to just kind of say like a few times per year on the others?
Well, that would be really stretching it out.
Would it? Okay. So yeah. probably not Agron or Burton Acres or Bark. I'm guessing.
Wait a minute. Ober Park.
That's where I was going.
A few times a year. Sure.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Improvements. Well, we've already talked about, you and I have talked about some that I'd like to see and that you are working on out at Point Robinson. And the improvement that I want out there is for me soon to have the ability to take people to the top of the tower. But we're going to talk about that in as a separate matter and not on the broadcast. Okay. In general, how would you rate the quantity and quality of the existing parks and natural areas provided by the Vashon Park District? And I am marking excellent in the first one, which is quantity. I think that the number and size of existing park and natural areas to serve the existing population is just right. I do give you a high marks for getting a shut of facilities that don't really, that are surplus to the needs of the park district. Mm-hmm. I know that you've been working on that.
Yep.
The physical condition of Vashon Parks, the big issue there, of course, is always the heads. Restrooms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in those cases where we can substitute permanent restrooms for the old portables, mm-hmm. I really in particular support that.
Okay.
I do a lot of picnic sponsoring out at Point Robinson, and the more picnic tables that we can have out there without blocking off the room for kids to run around.
Mm-hmm.
Fly kites and do all the other things that we do out there. I support that.
So I'm
giving that one a fair.
You're giving it, okay. A fair overall?
No, a fair for quality.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Excellent for quantity.
Okay. And just FYI.
You want to negotiate the fair?
I would say like that we're being a little kind of specific by nailing it down to just the restrooms. I'm wondering if like some of the other things that like the athletic fields are mowed and looking nice and
all
green.
Right.
And
all right. All right.
So
Elaine, you get a good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
you very much. That's where I was going with that.
Okay. I knew where you were going. Number 8, VPD is reviewing possible projects. Okay, this is a really important one.
Yep.
Because it's going to help you manage the funding for the period of the strategic plan.
Yep.
So, for the people who do not live on the island, but who are working this with us, where it says the Tramp Harbor Dock, this has been a black beast on the shoulders of the island community for a long, long time. And my personal feeling about it, because I no longer dive, I no longer go after fish on the end of the pier. I don't do any of those things, but I know that many people do. My personal scoring on this one is moderate.
Okay. Well, that's good, and that's helpful.
But the Vashon Pool, mm-hmm. which, again, I'm very much aware of all of the things that have been involved in operating and maintaining that pool, and I also know how many people use it, and especially the children.
Mm-hmm.
So I am giving that one the highest.
Okay.
And the same thing for the pool cover.
Okay. All right.
I am giving a low priority to invasive species remediation in all parks.
Okay.
And the reason that I'm doing that is that if we just mark the signs that say poison oak here and make people responsible for taking care of themselves and paying attention to where they walk, that to me is sufficient remediation. But I know that that opinion is not shared by many.
Yeah, this is getting to be a tough one for us because you know I personally feel very strongly that we need to take care of our trees. So we're talking about the ivy removal. And boy, we've done some of that now. We spent some money at Wing Haven, and it's beautiful. It looks really great, and we plan to do more of this. But you drive especially south on the island; those trees are covered in ivy. So, the holly, so those kinds of invasives, that we just don't want that to take over our lands to where it affects our environment as a whole. It's pretty serious. It affects the bird population, et cetera. So,
I know where you're headed on this one, too. You want to negotiate at least. All right, I'll give that a moderate.
All right.
Based on the weeping that you have been doing across from me about all those trees.
Yeah, let me wipe the tears from my eyes before we move forward. Okay.
Okay. So how do you like to be informed of updates, programs, and opportunities? The only one, as you may or may not know, I neither have a Facebook account, nor have I ever looked at a Facebook page, nor Instagram, nor, those two.
Okay.
But email, website posting, and island newspapers.
Okay.
And our Beachcomber, I think, has a new editor, by the way.
Yes.
I have not yet met him, but he was on with Brown briefly just before.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now.
Oh, this is going to be fun. These are demographics.
Demographics. Okay. So the first one is, what is your age? Now, the question does not say what is your age mentally, morally, ethically, mm-hmm. or chronologically. And I only get to mark only one oval.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So if it were all of the above, I would mark 17 or under.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, I'd have to be old enough to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd give myself, say, 30 or 39. But since the question actually gets to the demographics,
yep.
Okay, then we have to mark 70 or older.
Okay, I think that's fair. Okay.
My current household size. Do I get to count cats?
No.
I have a house guest of a cat. By the way, I have a Persian.
Oh.
That is part of the peaceable kingdom.
And you still have Sailor?
I still have Sailor.
I love Sailor.
And I have Blossom, who is my. I'm going to give a Blossom report in a future one. But if I don't get to count, I only count humans?
Just humans,
okay,
yes.
Then that's only one.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ethnicity or race? On a serious note, Elaine, why are we asking these questions? I don't know the answer to why we do that. Is this a requirement for some...
You would be... shocked. Well, maybe you wouldn't be shocked. Let me just say this. When I do a lot of grant applications, mm-hmm. I just finished one, as you know, because you wrote a letter of support for me. And I have another one on the books for another project. And there's a lot of attention being placed on communities of diversity. And this is a huge question for grant applications. So when you say, comparing this, the outcome of this survey compared to the outcome from the last survey, if the the diversity of ethnicity and race on the island has grown, that's a good thing. That's a good thing that we mm-hmm. want to support, we want to emphasize, and we want to publish as far as the grant applications go. So that's huge.
All right, so I have been Captain Joe to people of each one and all mm-hmm. of those ethnic. So if I could, I would check every one of those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the point of the exercise.
Correct.
And so for the purposes that you've just described, then you may fill in the one that says white because yep. I'm mostly that.
Okay.
I do not identify as, what does Latin X mean?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not really sure. I thought that that and Hispanic was the same, or maybe it's, I don't know, because it asks, do you identify as Hispanic or Latinx? I didn't write the survey, by the way. So it's a great question. I'm not sure.
Okay. In any case, you need only to look at me and to realize that my Spanish is of a rudimentary level, and so I would have to mark no.
All right. And I think, by the way, that my guess is that the Latinx is, it's like not Hispanic, it's like other Spanish descent is okay. my sense.
All right. Yeah. And the 13th one has to do with LGBT, all of those letters. And again, I have been Captain Joe to somebody who is every one of those things. Mm-hmm. And so I would mark both if I could, but I will mark only no.
Okay.
And as we are far, oh my goodness, there's even more on the back.
A little bit, yeah.
So I speak English. I do. I speak some Spanish, but not enough to check the box.
Okay.
My annual approximate household income, I have no reluctance because I am a deep drinker at the public trough.
Okay.
So it's between 100,000 and 150.
Okay.
And it says, where do you work? Well, I don't work.
Yeah.
I don't work. I just sort of fill up airspace.
I think that would be an NA then.
Let's put NA.
Yeah. Okay.
That's NA.
Yep.
Do you have any other feedback for Vashon Park District? What feedback I have for Park District is that it has been my privilege to be a part of the Vashon Park District for over 20 years. And I am just delighted that we were able to do this together, that we're able to spend some time together today. And it is, I'm running over a little bit, so I hope that the electronic system will allow me to give my usual opening, or closing rather, which is that as...